The next coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Mel Pearson. The Wolverines returned 21 letter winners from last season, including Tony Calderon, Will Lockwood, and Sam Piazza. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. I'm looking forward, obviously, to the season, and it's great to be back at Michigan. Spent a long time here at the University of Michigan under Coach Red Berenson, so I'm excited to be back, and I'm excited about the season. I think we had an off year here at Michigan last year, but I'm excited. We return, as you mentioned, 21 players that played here last year, including both two goaltenders, six of our seven defensemen, and then five of our leading goal scorers, or leading point getters. So I'm excited about the season. I think it's a new beginning. Obviously, we haven't had a change here in 30-some years with Coach Berenson. So it's all fresh, it's all new, and we're excited to get going.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Gary Santanino, New York Times.
Hi, Mel. I know you've got deep roots in the old WCHA and the CCHA. What do you think it's going to take for the Big Ten to develop, you know, the kind of rivalries that you saw in those leagues?
Well, I think it just takes some time. And obviously, with Notre Dame coming back in the league, I think that bodes well for us and renewing the rivalry we had with them back from the CCHA days. But we've got a long history way back when I played in the WCHA, when we played Minnesota regularly, Michigan and Michigan State were in that league. So I think it's just going to take some time. And obviously now playing everybody four games again, we're going to establish those rivalries. And I'm looking forward to it. But I think it takes a strong conference and strong teams to forge those rivalries. And we've got to get our program back up and running so that when we play any one of these teams, you got two top-ranked teams playing. So I'm excited about it. I haven't experienced the Big Ten. I left just before we started that, and we saw some growing pains, but I think now that the Big Ten is ready to prove itself as the premier conference in college hockey.
Thank you, Mel.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask you, I didn't get a chance to ask you this on Tuesday, but you, for the first time in a while, we're seeing numbers like 43, 61, 74, and 88. Traditionally, it's only been like up to 39. What made you make that change?
Hi, Casey. Well, I think, you see it all over hockey, and you see it in the best league in the world, the National Hockey League. I think it was just it's a good time to do that with myself coming in here, and like I said, sort of a new beginning. And I felt that now would be the time. We want to maintain some of the rich tradition here at Michigan, and some of the things have been in place. But I think with the players, I think they were excited about it, and like I said, I just thought it was time. And we see it all over now, and hopefully down the road we'll maybe see some of our numbers retired, because we do have some great players here at Michigan that I think we should honor with that tradition.
All right, thanks, Mel.
You're welcome, Casey.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Mel. What ways do you think that your team could surprise some people around the conference or around the country this season?
Good question. Like I said, we had an off year last year, but when you go through the roster, you'll see it sprinkled with a lot of youth. And we did get hit up a couple years ago by losing four, players who all played in the National Hockey League last year, left as underclassmen. And I don't think we're prepared for that. So there's some talent on this team. I think last year, like I said, we had some bumps, and some of those young players were put in positions that they weren't ready for. But I think that experience that the young men got last year will really help us going forward. We had two freshman goaltenders who played a lot. I think they understand what it takes to play at the highest level of college hockey, as well as, like I said, we're returning our five top leading scorers last year that were all, you know, other than Tony Calderon, sophomores or freshmen. So I think that youth will be served this year. You know, they're a year older. I think we're implementing some new systems that I think will help us. You know, and I think they have a better understanding of what it's going to take to play nightly and consistently and to win in the Big Ten.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from George Zippel, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Mel, I wanted to ask you about Tony. I don't think a lot of people expected him to be the top goal scorer last year. What have you seen from him? What did you know about him, in recruiting?
Yeah, a good player, and obviously he's our only returning scorer, the double-digit goal scorer from last year, and he had 15, and he is way in ahead of anybody else. Our next leading goal scorer, had 8 goals, so Tony almost doubled that. But he is a good player here in Michigan growing up, so I knew about him even though I was not here at Michigan, and then obviously he went to the USHL and played well, but he's got a great release. I think that's the first thing when you get on the ice and around Tony Calderon is you understand his offensive instincts and then the release that he has on the puck, and we've just got to get him to move it a little more. I mean, he's got Cy Young numbers, 15 goals, 3 assists, so we've got to get him to get a few more helpers, but we expect him to be able to lead us in goals again. You know, I would say 15 to 20 goals. If he can do that, that'll really help our team.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck this season.
Okay, thank you very much.